Today we're going to have part two of our visit with the Snyder family, Samantha, Zeb, and Bud. They've released their second album just recently. The name of the album is Life We Know. And if you heard them at all, if you listened last week, you know there's so much to mine from their sources that they write and study from. And the music they produce is so diverse. It's bluegrass-based, I think. There's country, there's some blues in there, but they always tend to come back to that kind of that bluegrass feel. But you're going to want to listen to part two in the second hour, of course. Every visit with our legends and those becoming is in the second hour of the three-hour broadcast. Really happy to have back on the show today Samantha, Zeb, and Bud Snyder, the Snyder Family Band. Bud, you know, I'm always impressed, and I know you're just back there being the bass guy. I'm always impressed by all of the resources that Samantha and Zeb pull and listen to or read about in the creations that they put forth in their music. And I give credit to you, Bud, for allowing them influences and getting things to them that they can use. And there you have a progressive rock tune, The Mystery, written by Samantha, that also connects them with faith and Christianity. And that's the first one I've heard.
Yeah, I think that is really a unique aspect to our band. At some point in time, we really opened up what we allowed the kids to listen to when they were young, and obviously with some constraints. But just so much out there in the world of music that you can enjoy and learn from and bring the influences in. And so I've listened to a wide range of music, and that just naturally spilled over to them. And then they took it to levels I never thought about. Of course, when I was growing up, you had to go spend money on an album or a cassette or an 8-track. I'll kind of date myself.
I'm with you, Bud.
And have some vinyls and that kind of thing. And now with the internet, with all the resources there, they can listen to so much music, so much more than I got to listen to. So it's just taking it to another level, and it's really paid dividends, I think, for our band. And I think it's unique to be able to be a Christian family, but to bring in all these different musical influences and then have faith still be a part of what we do. I think we're somewhat unique in that respect because we're not a strictly gospel band or anything like that, but we still incorporate faith into some interesting musical ideas.
And I'll say this too, Bud, and to all the three of you there, even if it's not specifically in the lyrics, unless it's a song written by someone else that you bring into the band, all of the music, whether they're lyrics or not, all of it has, to me, I can feel the faith that I know that you all live. We've talked about this before. So I think that's remarkable, Bud. I'm giving you and everyone there credit for all these musical influences. And, of course, I mean, the talent with Samantha and Zeb and Bud, you're playing the bass, man. You're part of it. So, but to take all this music and all these influences and make it their own sound and make their own compositions to fit things that they're living and experiencing, I just think that makes a unique thing for the Snyder Family Band.
Well, we appreciate that so much. We're glad it comes through. We put our heart and soul into it. And you can't imagine, when somebody gets the CD, I don't think there's any way they can understand the amount of effort that goes into a project like this. And we spent countless hours, trying to decide what to put on the CDs, writing songs, then culling through them and figuring out what's going to go on the CD, and then arranging them and perfecting them by playing them over and over and tweaking. And then you try to go into the studio and do your very best job. And it's if you put a number of hours to it, I don't know how we could, but it's all a labor of love. We love to do it. And I'm glad that it's great to hear when it finally comes out that we've made a connection with you or others that can really figure out what we're all about when we do this.
I think it's right there for the picking. I think if anyone listens seriously to even The Life We Know, the new one, they can figure out exactly what your intent is. Samantha, there is no mystery to the next song, The King, the topic of that song. So let's move on to that one.
The King was a really special gospel song to me. I think still, as many topics as I write about, the ones that are the easiest to write, actually, are the gospel tunes, because it's what I've been raised believing in, and it's in my heart and in my soul, and so it comes out the easiest through music and on the paper. And this one I liked. I just liked the image that it created. I liked the thought of turning the Christian life into an analogy. and using it in sort of a kingdom setting. So you have the poorest person in the land, which is all of us, the sinners. We're filthy, we're poor, we're wretched, but we still get to talk to the king every day through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's the greatest king. You know, he is the king, but we still get to talk to him no matter how lowly we are. And so just getting to put that into a song and speak to people, you know, in a little bit of a different way about my faith was really special.
It's a good, I will tell you this, all of you that contribute the songs to the band and to the albums that you record, it's very clear that these things are real personal to you, whether it's just influences musically. I say just like that's a throwaway. It's not, but I mean, it's real clear to me the personal nature of all these compositions, either you choose them or you write. I just get a sense that this is real deep in the heart of all of the people in the band. And Samantha, that you exactly sum up what I think about the king and why you wrote it. It's a great song. People can listen to it and get the story for themselves, but you basically summed it up. You get to talk every day to the king, and no matter who you are. The Blue Ridge Mountain Sky song, you mentioned that a little bit earlier. Let's have somebody talk about that song for a minute. I like to go through these things as much as you can tell me. I don't want to belabor it, but I do like all the song selection. Let's talk about the next cut on the album.
Sure. Yeah, I brought this one to the band. It's normally my place to bring the Southern Rock covers to the band, and we've been doing this for a while now. It was, you know, Swamp Music by Leonard Skinner on the last album, and we've done Call Me the Breeze in the past, and Highway Call by Dickie Betts. You know, we've got a pretty extensive catalog of rock covers and acoustic trio. But this is the Marshall Tucker Band. This one was specifically written by Toy Caldwell, who's a hero of mine. Just one of those legendary figures, kind of like Danny Gatton or something, that left us too soon and mm-hmm. just had an extremely impactful style that nobody can replicate. But in bringing this song to the band, I was looking for a Southern rock cover and also had some more specific ideas. The thing that I liked about this one, of course, the lyrics and the melody are great and everything, but some unique traits is that this allows us to take extended jam solos in a relaxed context. I noticed that in the past, a lot of the songs that we have done with extended jams were fairly intense or fast in some way, and that varies a little bit, but I wanted to have a jam that was in a relatively medium tempo and that just had tons of space in it, so that we weren't always doing the speed demon thing and just had a lot of room to play some tasteful stuff kind of in the style of the original recording of this song or Blue Skies by the Allman Brothers Band or something like that, where speed was not the objective, but sort of a solo that built to a climax dynamically and emotionally.
And
so,
you do.
That's what we did, and it's always a challenge, but rewarding for me to try to do that on acoustic guitar. And Samantha did some really tremendous fiddling on this one.
Yeah.
As she developed her solo, we worked up some dynamic climaxes that I really, really am proud of. So that's kind of the purpose of this song, and I think it came out pretty well. And I'm glad, especially with how Mountain Home works with us, that we were able to capture that in the studio. You know, that's a long track.
It is.
And we did that in a couple takes with barely any fixes. It's really, really raw.
Yeah.
So I was proud of how that came out.
Again, you're bringing all those influences in. I love to hear you talk about, both of you talk about those influences, because they're so diverse. And every time I think I've got them figured out, you guys pull one from a different place. But I knew your tendency toward that type of music. And I actually had written down TC, I just couldn't read it. So I'm trying to think of who authors are, and I thank you for catching me on that, the author. I'll ask the question, Zeb. Who's Malloy?
Who's Malloy? That is a line from the Andy Griffith Show. It's from an episode where Andy and Barney have custody of a criminal named Malloy, and he breaks out, of course, because Barney can't help himself. And as he breaks out, they're looking for him, and they go into a little laundry store in Mayberry. And the owner of the store, Goss, is listening to Andy and Barney talk, and they're sort of ignoring him, and they're talking back and forth about Malloy. And he's all upset and bothered and trying to figure out what's going on. And he's going, "Fellas, who's Malloy?" So I said
that was it.
The title for this song.
I like that.
But the reason that I did it, this song, I wrote this one myself, and it's the most difficult instrumental that I've ever written.
That's a knuckle buster. I have written KB, which is knuckle buster to me.
Yeah, Yeah, that's right. It's kind of a collection of some of the hardest techniques that I've ever tried to achieve in my lifetime, and I kind of put them together. A lot of these I thought I'd never be able to do, but I found that over the years I was able to sort of conquer them to a certain extent. There's a lot of Danny Gatton Telecaster techniques in this, as well as, you know, some Brent Mason, what have you. So there's that. The right hand is really complicated. I'm doing a ton of hybrid picking. And then there's some lines that are basically flat picking triplet lines, really fast lines that come from Steve Morse. So you've got some kind of complicated arpeggiating ideas going over the chord progression and chromatic triplets that add a lot of texture. And that comes from listening to Steve Morse and the Dixie Dregs for years.
Sure.
Always used to listen to that, and when I was really, really young, I thought that he had some kind of effect that was helping him do it. And then when I got older, I realized that it was just Steve Morse's insane right hand. But I was able to conquer some of that for this song. And then there's some Mark Knopfler techniques on some of the slower parts and just a lot of different things mixed in. But given that it's got so many crazy influences and it kind of bowls you over, I kind of felt like Goss in that laundry shop. So it's kind of like, who's Malloy is just the title of it.
All right. Well, I love Andy Griffith, but I did not catch that reference. So I'm glad I took the opportunity to ask you about it.
He will. But,
I'll also say on that one, Steve, that Zeb played a mean electric bass.
Yeah, I saw that.
He wrote this song really late in the game. And for me to try to get the hang of that one right before we recorded it was and plus try to play on the upright wasn't going to work. And Zeb had this idea of an electric bass line on it. And he went to the studio, and I think in one cut, with no fixes, just laid down this bass line that blew me away. So I've now figured out how to play something that mimics it on upright bass on for the live show.
So you can do it live. Okay.
Hey, yeah, but he took a Fender jazz bass and just wore it out in the studio. So I'll give him credit for the bass line on that one.
Okay. And then we get to Breaking Loose, which is Zeb. Let's talk about that tune, because I think it's something that I'm going to bet you brought this one to the album.
That's right, yeah. This song was the most obscure discovery ever. I tend to watch a lot of 70s movies, westerns and things like that. You know, I just really like that era for pop culture when it comes to movies and a lot of the music, too. So I was watching an old TV movie with Jerry Reed and Tom Selleck as the leading characters. And this movie, it's not well known. You know, you can't even hardly buy it. I think it's on YouTube and maybe Amazon Prime, some things like that. It's really obscure. But it was kind of this comical mystery centered on Nashville. Actually, Roy Acuff's in it, and Barbara Mandrell, and a couple other people. And it's mostly funny, and it's just a lot of fun to watch. But there was this theme song that Jerry Reed wrote for it, and he performed and wrote this theme song in addition to being one of the leading actors. And he actually never recorded this song on any of his albums or anything like that, and it's just kind of in pieces on the beginning and the end credits of this movie. But I loved it, and I was like, I got to steal this. You know, it's just waiting there for somebody to take it. So I took it and modified the lyrics just a little bit so that I'd be comfortable singing it. And the next thing that I did was, this being the 70s, it had a tremendous twin electric guitar line on it, just that great thing that developed in the 70s of these complicated, close-knit twin harmony parts on electric guitar. And I started thinking, you know, if I was playing Les Paul, the resonance of a fiddle and the sustain that comes from the use of a bow can mimic an electric guitar enough to do these twin lines. So I was like, I want to try this for the Snyder Family Band. We need to try to do these twin lines. So Samantha and I are playing pretty much note for note the electric guitar twin lines off the original cut, with me on Les Paul electric guitar and her playing fiddle. So that's most of the lead lines on this, and then it's got some improvised solos mixed in there really quick. And this also was just a lot of fun to sing for me.
It's great. It's a great, you know, and we've done it without me asking specifically. You've talked about the instrumentation and so many instruments coming out of such a small trio, and all of them are done so well, you guys, that just kind of effortlessly move around. I know it's not effortlessly. I don't mean to demean the talent and the work that you do to get there at all, trust me, but you do so well when you switch off on things, and you mentioned she's playing guitar, you're doing this or whatever. It all works so well.
I really like everything you guys are doing. And then I get to this last tune, and I think, and I thought about this the other day. I don't know that I've, and I would call this initially, the very last tune on the album is American Prayer, Samantha. And I would call this initially, and it branches out, but I would call this initially a Thanksgiving song. And I don't know that I've ever heard one. And then it branches out into being thankful for other matters. But I'm thinking you may have written the first Thanksgiving song that I ever remember for the actual holiday.
Yeah, that would be a good Thanksgiving song. This is one that I had been wanting to write for years now. Matter of fact, I found it the other day in one of my old notebooks from a couple years ago. I had scribbled down another version of these lyrics that never worked out. And so when I kick around an idea like this, when I finally get to put it into a form that works, it's just so exciting and rewarding, because it doesn't always work the first time. And so when I finally get it there, it's just a great thing. But this one is another one that just means so much to me. And especially when we get to travel all over the place and see so much of America, I mean, we just come to love America that much more, just because it's amazing. It's just an amazing, amazing country with all these different cultures and, scenery, and just extremely thankful for the freedom and the joy of living in this country. And I've always enjoyed American history. Learned a lot about it. My younger brother's an American history enthusiast, and so he can tell you all about it. But I wanted to put that all into a song and kind of walk the listener through the history of America briefly. First of all, emphasizing, you know, our roots, what happened when they first got here, and how much, you know, just we owed to God for bringing us over here safely. And cause it was a perilous situation, and the odds were really against them, but they survived. And then God's hand was on them, and so I wanted to remind people of that, and then to take it all the way through to today when we still need God's hand on this country. And so it definitely is a real prayer, and something that that I pray, and that I'd say I pray it every time I sing it on stage, and I really mean it. So I hope people feel the same way when they listen to this song.
Yeah, I think they will. I think they will. Well, listen, I appreciate you guys being available. We've been talking to the Snyder
family.
Thanks
for having us, man. We always enjoy these interviews. Yeah. I really like the approach that you take.
Well, I appreciate that.
You really get our music, I can tell you that.
I do. I absolutely do, man. I do. Hey, Bud, I could tell you one thing you and I can relate to, the Samantha and Zeb, but when Samantha was talking about going around the country and meeting people, Will Rogers said, "I'd never met a man I didn't like." What I thought he meant from that is if you meet people, you realize they're all pretty much the same, and they're all pretty good people. So maybe that's what Samantha's talking about as far as the scenery and living in the country. But when you meet people one-on-one, not in groups, but one-on-one as you're traveling through, most people in this country are pretty decent people.
Yeah, you know, all the places we've gotten to go and whatever part of the country it's in, we really enjoy meeting the people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, music is a great way to bring people together.
Oh,
who otherwise maybe wouldn't speak to each other, wouldn't have the opportunity to speak
That's
to each
right.
other, or maybe there's a lot of things they don't have in common, but music is a way that it gives them some way to be drawn together. And so when we can go out and give people something that they like to hear, they come up and express their appreciation. They're interested in our family and what we do, and we just love talking to people in whatever state of the union that we're in. And so it's one of the greatest things about what we get to do. We get to be together as a family. We get to play music that we love to play, but then we get to meet all these great people across the United States. And so you summed it up well. It
just breaks down the barriers. It breaks down the barriers.
It's a great way to just to meet people in a setting where you can all have a common bond and enjoy each other's company.
Great. This is great. The Life We Know is available on Mountain Home Records. And thanks so much to Samantha and Zeb and Bud for spending some time with me, probably more than you wanted to, but I like to take time to let the artists explain what they're doing, and I hope I didn't infringe too much on your Saturday morning as we're preparing the show.
Oh, no, we're so happy to do it. Really appreciate you, Steve, and we remembered our interview from a couple years ago, and we knew
when we got together this time, we were looking forward to it. So thank you for your interest and for all the great questions and just for allowing us so much time to be able to explain.
You're welcome.
The meaning behind the songs, because like you said, they're all very personal, and I think we've been able to really give some insight in those today. So thanks for getting this out there, Tim.
You're welcome. You are all very welcome. And then let's give us a website so we know what the Snyder Family Band is up about.
It's www.snyderfamilyband.com, and Snyder is S-N-Y-D-E-R.
That's right. Thank you. All right. I'll let you guys go. Thanks so much, and I'll catch you down the road, maybe in Raleigh again.
Thanks, man.
Sounds great. Thanks,
Thank
Steve.
You.
See you all.